Well, there's a new talk series called Living with Faith that's available to parishes, dioceses, organizations all over the country. It is hosted by Danny Bader and Ann DeSantis, and both are authors and speakers, and talk about how their faith journey has transformed their lives and how you can deepen your relationship with Jesus. Ann joins us from Pennsylvania, and Danny joins us now from New Jersey. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you, Jack. It's a pleasure. Thank you. Great to be here.
So, Ann, just explain to us what this Living with Faith series is, and you know what people can expect about it, and how they can get it, you know, in their communities.
Thank you so much. Well, I guess it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago that Danny and I became acquainted. We're both in the Greater Philadelphia area, and we were together on some different podcasts, and realizing that we were both Catholics, people of faith, we wanted to come together to offer a conference series and or a parish mission series. Both of us have a special story having to do with living our faith. My story has to do with the fact that a long time ago when I was younger, I was diagnosed with a serious health ailment having to do with my heart. I was basically in congestive heart failure. And what happened with me was that through receiving the sacrament of the sick, not only was I able to begin the stages of physical healing, which I am today, but also been able to really been committed more deeply to my faith and really want to share that. And in meeting with Danny and talking with him, his story of being brought back to life, we found that there were, you know, some basic similarities that we both realized that it takes resilience in life, it takes faith, and it takes really making steps forward every single day to say to God, I believe in you and I want to walk with you. I want to live in faith. And so that was a little bit of the beginnings of how this came about.
It's just amazing that you guys now are brought together to do this. And Danny, just tell us a little bit more about your story, because your near-death experience, you know, is like kind of crazy and just transformed your life.
Yeah. You know, when I was 28, almost 29, I was working in a construction site, and me and a buddy lowered a ladder and we hit an electric line that had about 8,000 volts of electricity. And it went into my mother-in-law. There she is. Hello, mother-in-law. It went into me and him, and it killed both of us. And I was dead for about 6, 7, 8 minutes. According to an eyewitness, the other brother that was there, my buddy didn't make it that day. And when I came back, you know, the experience of dying was certainly profound. You know, I was yelling to the other brother to help his brother. And then I just felt my soul, my spirit leave my body and get pulled away. And, you know, I was joined with what I believe to be God, what I know to be God. And then I had that choice to stay or come back. And I didn't necessarily want to come back. And then I expressed love for my mom. I'm one of 8 kids, a sister and 7 boys. And my girlfriend then, who's my wife now of 31 years. And when I express that love, Jackie, I'm convinced that's the energy. I mean, because God's love, Jesus's message is love. That's what brought me back to this world. And then my first book, Back to Life, is about a young man named Jake and his struggle to kind of come back to life after he had this, because my faith was really challenged. I grew up Catholic. My uncle was a priest. I thought about being a priest. But my faith then was really that, you know, God's up there. He's controlling everything. I'm going to get in trouble if I steal cookies or call my sister a bad name. And then the accident really shifted that. You know, my faith was challenged, and then it became more of a relationship with God. And as was mentioned just before we came on for this segment, you know, the Holy Spirit is so powerful. So I know that we've got a fourth energy that I call spirit, because your heart, your brain, and your lungs make your body go. And for me, at some point, those three things stopped. And there was a part of me that kept going on. So I think it's really important for us as people of faith to connect to that spirit, because that's the energy of God in us. And that's what wants us, it wants best for us. It wants us to be resilient. It wants us to forgive ourselves when we screw up and when we sin. So, yeah, it was quite an interesting experience for sure.
Yeah, you both have two amazing stories that really transformed your life, brought you both on individual paths to kind of, you know, be forefront, write books, speak in front of people to connect with them, and so they can grow closer to their faith as well. Now you guys are coming together for this event. How can people get, are you like traveling together? Can we book you, you know, your local parishes? How does all that work? And how, you know, how can we sign you guys up?
Thank you. I would say the best way is to go to my website. My website is anndesantis.com. And on the website, there is a speaking events page. And then just click on the link there to send an email. And then we can talk to you about dates and how to set it up. Because as I said, we are doing conferences, parish missions, talks, whether they're in the greater Philadelphia area or beyond. I know you're up in New York. But whoever's watching, you know, we're willing to come out and do a mission for your parish and talk about these important things, because a lot of us have gone through stuff. I think all of us have, whatever that is. Maybe it is a health crisis or a loss of a loved one or the loss of a relationship or something else. But whenever you experience a loss, you're also impelled to pray, impelled to reach out to our Creator and to understand the love of Him, right? And that's really what Living the Faith series is all about, is connecting with God, connecting with the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and realizing that our faith, our Catholic faith, is really where we can find great healing.
And Danny, I know that you have a podcast as well, and you do a lot of these speaking engagements. Just, you know, tell us kind of the reaction when you meet people after you do these speaking engagements. You know, what are kind of some of the most profound things that people have said to you?
Right. Yeah. Thanks. You know, it always is an attention getter. And I wrote, you know, another book I wrote, I Met Jesus for a Miller Lite. And, you know, oftentimes when I talk in corporate and I have that book, people will look and they go, Jesus, is it religious? It says Jesus. And I'll kind of laugh and says, yeah, it says Miller Lite too. They don't go together. So I wanted that book to just be a very, you know, a casual approach to my relationship with Jesus. There's some other characters in there that need his help. So in most cases, you know, people want to know what the story's all about. And I'll often tell them, I'll say, when I tell the story of actually dying and coming back, I'll say, this really has nothing to do with where you go to church or where you don't go to church. I'm just telling you what happened. So I really try to just offer it to them, not knowing where they are on their faith journey, to let them know that there's an energy inside of all of us that's connected to something bigger. I happen to call it God. You know, it's framed around the teachings of Jesus. I think the most profound thing ever anybody said to me was, there was a woman out in Ohio. I was doing a workshop and I kind of shared my story, and she came up to me afterwards. This is years ago. And she told me about how she had lost her 12-year-old daughter. And she looked at me and she said, you know, I feel like I can finally move on now.
Wow.
And I just gave her a hug and said that, you know, that's great. She's okay.
Oh, wow. Just amazing. And then you sit there and you go, I'm on the right path. I'm doing the right thing. So the Living with Faith talk series, you can go to anndesantis.com to reach out, learn more about that. Also to learn more about Ann, what she's doing, and dannybader.com, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, Ann and Danny, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Jackie.
Thank you.